Brachos daf nun tes. So picking up with the constellations, we had been talking about Kima yesterday. So the Gemara asked, what's Kima? Why is it called that? Shmuel answers that it's called Kima because it looks like Mea stars, like 100 stars. Some say that they're gathered closely together, so it looks like a lot. Some say that they're spread out, so it looks like a lot. So we ask, what is Ash? The other constellation, Rav Yehuda says, that is Yusa. Some say that's the tail of a ram, and some say it's the head of a bull. That's what Yusa means, which is talking about the zodiac signs. However, we say that the tail of the ram makes more sense because the pasuk says that Ash is missing its children, and the tail of a ram looks like it's deficient. So Ash follows Kima around because it's trying to get its children back, meaning that why? What is it trying to get its stars back for, its children back? Because Hashem took two stars from Kima, and through those that gap that was created by the two stars being taken away, Hashem brought the Mabul in the days of Noah, he brought the flood, and then he took two stars from Ash to close up the gap. So Ash is following Kima, trying to get its stars back. So why didn't Hashem just replace Kima's stars? Because we know that you can't fill a hole with its own dirt, meaning if you dig a hole, the amount of dirt that he took off is not going to fully close up the hole. Or the other principle of en kategor nase sanegor, that the prosecutor cannot become the defendant, meaning the two stars were taken out of Kima to bring the flood, so you can't put those back as a way to stop the flood. That wouldn't work. So why doesn't Hashem just make two new stars? Because Hashem doesn't make new things in the world. But Rav Nachman says that in the future, Hashem will return the stars to Kima. So the mission I've been talking about, Zuos, Rav Katina says those are earthquakes. One time there's an earthquake and Rav Katina was walking by a bone necromancer and he said, where do these earthquakes come from and why are they caused? And the bone necromancer answered that it's Hashem crying over Bnei Yisrael, that they're still in Gullus and they're exile, and two tears fall into the ocean from Hashem, and that creates the earthquake from the vibrations and the sound. Rav Katina says, clearly you're a liar and a fraud, because if that was true, that there are two tears shed, that would create two earthquakes, and clearly you just must be a liar. However, there really were two earthquakes, but Rav Katina didn't want people following the bone necromancer for other things, so he tried to prove that he was a liar and a fraud. Rav Katina answers that earthquakes come from Hashem clapping his hands. Rav Nosson says it comes from Hashem sighing. The Rabbanan says it comes from Hashem kicking the sky. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says it comes from Hashem pushing his feet under the Kisei HaKavod, under his throne, which reaches down to earth. So the Mishnah talked about thunder. So what causes thunder? Shmuel says it's the clouds colliding with one another. The Rabbanan say it's the clouds sloshing water into one another. Rav Ashi says we have hollow clouds and the wind blows by the opening of the clouds and that makes a noise, just like we have the noise of the wind when it blows by the openings of barrels. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says the lightning strikes the clouds and that shatters the hail, which causes thunder. And we say that Rav Acha bar Yaakov makes the most sense because we know the order is the lightning, which hits the clouds, then the thunder, which is the noise of the lightning hitting the hail, and then we have the rain because it shatters the hail into rain. So that makes the most sense. So Mishnah talked about winds. Abai says that's talking about a tempest, which is a very strong wind. And Abai says that we know that a tempest will never occur at night. However, we see that it does happen at night. So how does that make sense? So Abai answers, it started during the day and continued into the night. Abai says that a tempest will never last more than 2 hours. However, we see that it does last more than 2 hours. So we answer that it stops in between and picks up. So Brachim, what are those in the Mishnah? Rava says it's lightning. Rava says if you saw one bolt of lightning, a white or a yellow lightning bolt, or clouds that come from the west and then come around from the south, or two clouds that go into one another, that is a bad sign. Okay, great, but why do we need to know that? The Gemara answers that is to pray for mercy. If we see these things, we know we have to daven for mercy. But if you ever see these things during the day, that is fine. Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak says that if you see the clouds in the morning, they're not going to rain. You know that there's going to be no rain. But Rav Papa said to Abaye, when we see these clouds in the morning and it starts to rain a little bit, we tell the donkey drivers, all right, just pack up and go back to sleep because, you know, it's going to be pouring all day. So this clearly shows that it is going to rain if you see clouds in the morning. So we answer that if you see thick clouds, it means it's going to rain a lot. However, if you see these wispy clouds, that's when it's not really going to rain so much and you don't have anything to worry about. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says that why do we have thunder? It's to straighten the crooked people. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says that if you see a rainbow, you should fall on your face and bow to this vision of Hashem's glory, meaning to Hashem, not to the rainbow. But in Eretz Yisrael, they wouldn't do this because it does look like you're worshiping the rainbow and you're doing avodah zarah. But they do agree that you make a bracha on it. So what's the bracha? The brisa says you say baruch zocher habris. And another brisa quotes Rabbi Yishmael beno shal Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who says you say neman b'risa v'kayam b'ma'amaro. So if Papa say we say both. We say both brachos, both baruch zocher habris and neman b'risa v'kayam b'ma'amaro. The Mishnah had said, if you see mountains and hills and things like that, you say, Oseh Maaseh Bereishis, who made the creations of Bereishis, of the world. So we said everything that we've said before this is not considered Maaseh Bereishis, are not creations of the world. So my answer is no, everything requires two brachos. It requires both Oseh Maaseh Bereishis and Shekocho Gvaraso Malei Olam. So just read Oseh Maaseh Bereishis as going on everything before. But Rava says, no, the previous things that we said before require two brachos. They require both the Oseh Maaseh Bereishis and Kocho Grosso Malei Olam, but the mountain and the hills are only Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. So that's why it only says it by that. Rishon Levi says that if you see a clear sky without any clouds, you say Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. So when would this occur? So Bai says, if it rained all night and the northern winds blow away the clouds in the morning and it's perfectly clear, that's when you'd say it. But this disagrees with Rav Chisda, who says that since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the sky has never actually been seen clearly. So we have a Braisa that says that if you see the sun at the beginning of the cycle, meaning exactly the way it was at creation, or you see the moon at its mightiest, or the planets in orbit, or the zodiac in order, you say Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. So when is the sun considered at the beginning of the cycle? Abaye says this is every 28 years when the Nisan equinox falls in the hour of Saturn on Tuesday evening. Abuda says if you see the Yam HaGadol, the Great Sea, occasionally, you would say a bracha on it. So what's considered occasionally? Rav Yitzchak says if you haven't seen it in 30 days. Rav Yitzchak says that if you see the Euphrates River on the bridge of Babylonia, you say Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. However, since the Persians redirected the Euphrates River, we only say the bracha in the segment between Shavur and upstream. Rav Yosef says, no, we only say the bracha on the Euphrates River if you see it from the segment of Ihi Dekira to upstream. Rami Bar Abba says that if you see the Tigris River on the Shebistina Bridge, you say Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. So talking about the different rivers, what's Chidekel? Vashi says it's called Chidekel because its waters are sharp and light. Why is the Euphrates River called Prat? Because its waters are fruitful and multiply. Rava says that in Mechuza, they're very sharp because they drink water from the Tigris, and they're very ruddy because they have relations during the day, and their eyes wander to and fro because they live in dark homes. So the Mishnah said, if you on rain, you say Hatova Ametiv. So Rabbi Abbahu says that you only say a bracha on rain when the puddles are formed. And Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the bracha? You say Modim Nachulach, etc. I'll call Tipa Vitipa. And it's this whole long bracha. And Rav Yochanan adds that you also conclude it with Ilupinu Male Shira Kayam. And you conclude that with Brachat Hashem, Rov HaTishbachos, who has the majority of praises. So clearly two different brachos, however you want to look at it. If you do just Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yochanan's addition, this is a different bracha than Hatova Metiv. But asking a question on Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you conclude with Rov HaTishbachos, who has the majority of praises, why do we say Rov, the majority? Why don't we say all the praises? So Rava answers that really you should say HaKel HaOdaos. So if Papa says, since we have both, we say both Rov HaTishbachos and HaKel HaOdaos. But still, we're left with our question of what do you say, Hatova Metiv or this Modim thing? So we answer that you say Atova Metev when you hear that it's raining from others, and you say Modim when you actually see the rain. However, the Mishnah already teaches that when you hear good news, you say Atova Metev. So why would I have to teach again that if you hear about rain, you also say Atova Metev? That wouldn't make sense. So rather, both cases are when you see the rain. You say Modim when it's raining a little bit, and you say Atova Metev on a lot of rain. Or we can answer that both are talking about a lot of rain. Atova Metev is when you own land, and Modim is when you don't own land. The Mishnah says that if you built a house and you bought new clothes, you say Ashechianu. So this implies that any good which comes from Hashem to you, you would say Ashechianu. So on the rain, why do you say Ashechianu? Because this is considered something good that came from Hashem. Why do you say Atova Metiv and not just Ashechianu? So he answered that you say Atova Metiv when you have a partnership in something, and you say Ashechianu when you don't have a partnership in something, meaning when it's just yours. So the Braisa answers, if it's something good on your own affairs and it's just you, you say Ashechianu. But if it's something good that happened and you have a partner in it, then you say Hatova Metiv. But we bring in a Braisa which disproves this. The Braisa says, if your wife gave birth to a baby boy, you say Hatova Metiv. However, there's no partnership here. Seemingly, we're trying to say that, you know, your wife wouldn't be so happy about a boy. And since there's no partnership, you say Hatova Metiv. We have to know, obviously, your wife is also happy with a boy, so there is a partnership here that would require you to say Hatova Metiv. There's a braisa that says, if your father died and left someone inheritance, that person should first say Baruch Dayan Ames on the loss of his father, then you should say Hatova Metiv on the income of this inheritance. However, this is someone who's all alone, he doesn't have a partnership in this, and he's saying Hatova Metiv. So we answer there are other inheritors, so he says Hatova Metiv. However, we have a braisa which says, if you bring out new, better wine, you don't have to say Brei Priya Gafen, another one, unless you changed your place, meaning just because you brought out a new bottle, you don't require a new bracha. But Rav Yochanan says, you would still have to say Hatov Ametiv on this new bottle of wine. However, you're drinking wine all alone, and you still have to say Hatov Ametiv. There's no partners here, you're all alone. So we answered that he's actually eating with others, and there are other people benefiting from it, and that's why you say Hatov Ametiv Shkayach.